Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, I'm Eves, and you're listening to This Day in History class, a podcast that proves history is always happening. Today is October 2nd, 2019. The day was October 2nd, 1528. The book, The Obedience of a Christian Man by English Protestant author William Tyndall, was first printed in Antwerp, Belgium. In the book, Tyndall said that kings were the head of their country's church and were accountable to God, not to the Pope. The book is one of the key texts in the English Reformation, a period in the 16th century when reformers challenged the authority of the Pope and the Roman Catholic Church. Tyndall was a scholar and theologian. He was also a linguist who became fluent in several languages over the years, including French, Greek, Hebrew, and Latin. But his religious views grew to be radical and controversial. Influenced by the Reformation, Tyndall believed that only the Bible should determine the doctrine of the church. He also thought that translating the New Testament into English would allow people to have their own understanding of Scripture rather than one determined by the Catholic Church. The translation of the Bible that the Roman Catholic Church used, the Vulgate, was in Latin. So the Bible was read in church in Latin, which few people attending religious services could understand. But the church, wary of anyone or anything that may challenge tradition, required ecclesiastical approval of translations and readings of the Bible in English. Reformer John Wycliffe and those who promoted his views, known as Lollards, were persecuted as heretics for their defiance of the beliefs and practices of the church and their translations of the Bible into English. But even though having unauthorized English translations of the scriptures could result in charges of heresy, people still read English translations, and reformers acknowledged the Bible as the highest authority of the biblical word, not the Pope. And Tyndall was determined to translate the Bible into English, even after church authorities in England refused his requests. He left England, and by 1525, he had completed his translation of the New Testament. And by the next year, printing of the New Testament was complete. It was the first New Testament in English to be mass-produced with a printing press, rather than being handwritten. Thousands of copies of Tyndale's New Testament were printed by the time he was executed in 1536 for heresy, and it influenced later Bible translations, including the 1611 King James Bible. Tyndale also published other books in which he criticized the practices of the Catholic Church. One of the most influential was The Obedience of a Christian Man, though the original title of it is much longer than that. The book is divided into three main sections, preceded by two introductions. The first section discusses God's laws of obedience and the people bound to obey them. The second expresses how the people who have authority should rule. And the third affirms that the literal sense of Scripture is spiritual. In the book, he said that worshipers should affirm the authority of the Bible over any other authority, like the Catholic Church and the Pope. The book also claimed that God appointed kings, who were authorities of their realms. Anne Boleyn owned a copy of the book, which, according to anecdotal evidence, was eventually shown to King Henry VIII. It's been claimed that the king liked the stance on papal authority expressed in the book, and that the book influenced the Act of Supremacy, which declared Henry VIII and his successors the supreme head of the Church of England instead of the Pope. Those claims are unsubstantiated. Other books Tyndale wrote include The Parable of the Wicked Mammon and The Practice of the Prelates. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can do so at TDIHC Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can also email us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.